Ladies and gentlemen, and it is a good evening for me anyway. It's the 10th of April. It's Friday night. This is Michael Collins Piper back with you very much alive to the great regret of my enemies and probably to the delight of a few of my friends anyway. Yeah, folks, I was sick as a dog. Don't like that phrase because I don't like to include animals in negative thoughts, but I was sick as a dog Friday night, and it was just so, not Friday night, Tuesday night, and I was absolutely physically exhausted from that sickness for the next 2 days, not having gotten much sleep. But I'm here to tell you that I feel awfully good today. In fact, I went out and walked a mile, and I haven't done that in a long, long time. So I hate to disappoint those of you who may be listening in who were hoping that I was on a cold slab somewhere. That may well happen. That eventually will happen, I'm sure, but I don't intend that for a long, long time. I want to apologize especially to Carolyn Yeager, who was supposed to be a guest on Tuesday night. I was really looking forward to that program, and I'm going to reschedule Carolyn very soon. We were going to be talking about British intelligence operations in the United States prior to and during World War II. And I want to tell you, folks, it is a damned interesting story. And if you've never heard about some of these stories, you should hear about them and you will hear about them. And I guarantee you they will proverbially knock your socks off. Anyway, I must tell you that I got a lot of interesting emails about my program references. It was not a program. It was I spent about 10 minutes or so talking about a certain anomaly in the O.J. Simpson case, an underreported aspect of the O.J. Simpson case. And as I say, I got some very interesting emails about that. When we come back, I'm going to read you probably the one that probably encapsulated most of the thinking among the listeners. But I must emphasize, I think a lot of people, I'm going to have to re-listen to that particular broadcast myself and see if maybe I was not nuanced enough, because a lot of people, I think, may have said that I was offering an alternative, may have thought I was offering an alternative theory. I'm not so sure that's exactly what I was doing. I wanted to emphasize the fact that the media does have a manner of covering up things or deleting things or not mentioning things that might otherwise be of interest in the case. But as I say, you know, in the big picture, let's be honest about this. That's why I never wrote anything about it for the old spotlight. The O.J. Simpson case has very little to do really with what goes on in our day-to-day life. And that's the irony of the whole thing, because it was made a part of our day-to-day life. And my complaint was that there was one particular aspect of it that just seemed to have disappeared altogether in the media morass that we knew of in those days as the O.J. affair. I will say for the record that I am not entirely convinced that O.J. is guilty. But be that as it may, it really doesn't matter, because he's in jail anyway. And so those of you who think he is guilty and think he deserves to be in jail for the last crime in which he was committed, well, that's all well and good. In any case, I am going to read this one very interesting email from one of our listeners who happens to be Jewish. And he's always he always provides some interesting analysis of, at least I think, of some things that I've talked about on the program. In any case, I do have quite a few things to run by you this evening, and we will get around to some phone calls eventually. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And thanks for your patience. I hope you missed me. I actually missed you guys, believe it or not. Sure would have rather been doing the show than sleeping off a very, very rough evening. All right. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. This is not a rebroadcast. It's Friday, April 10th. In fact, this is the day that the Titanic left Southampton, England, bound for New York in 1912. And if you believe some people, the Vatican then proceeded to sink the Titanic. Well, I don't believe that, of course. Don't quote me on it. Anyway, speaking about the OJ affair, one of our Jewish listeners, although I don't believe he does practice the religion, I've read some of his very interesting emails about a variety of topics over the past couple years. He writes, and his name happens to be Mike as well. He says, "Hi, Michael. You said you would present a theory whereby OJ wasn't guilty. Well, I'll just comment on that quickly. As I say, I was presenting kind of an alternative aspect of the affair that was not presented by the media. But at any rate, he goes on, having seen the trial, I thought that was impossible, but I kept an open mind. Admittedly, with all my knowledge of the case, I had never heard of the Israeli housekeeper, Michelle, for reasons which you explained correctly. Now, of course, Israelis aren't human, are capable of anything, and it sounds like this Michelle might have had a motive. But to believe OJ is not guilty, you'd still have to buy the defense's preposterous theory that somehow 14 police officers, some of whom were clearly starstruck by O.J. and had let him slide when others would have been arrested for domestic violence, had conspired against O.J. to plant his blood dripping from the crime scene, to plant the victim's blood in his Bronco, to plant the bloody glove at O.J.'s house. And he'd have to ignore the hundreds of hours of overwhelming and damning circumstantial, scientific, and anecdotal evidence against O.J., as the jury did. Fair enough. That's my comment. Michael, you came close to convincing me with the Israeli argument, but I just can't buy it. While I believe it's more than likely that this Michelle has in her lifetime taken the life of others and gotten away with it, probably Palestinians, perhaps someone else, I don't think she killed Nicole and the Jew boy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman who wrote this is Jewish, so he can say that. He says, I'm not saying she wouldn't, I'm just saying she didn't. All the best, Michael. Anyway, I had some really interesting and entertaining email exchanges with some of the listeners, and as I say, I do appreciate the input. I think my favorite email of all was the one from one of our listeners who completely disagreed with my theory or my presentation or what have you, whatever you want to call it, but he said if he won the lottery, he'd give all those millions to RBN and to its broadcasters, and I sure like that idea. Okay, that having been said, it is Easter week. We should pay attention to that fact. Easter is a part of Christianity, and Christianity is a part of the West, and we do live in the West. And how did Newsweek greet Christian America and the world this week? With a front cover story in its April 13th issue, with a story entitled The Decline and Fall of Christian America. And to drive the point home, the wording, the decline, I just noticed this myself just now, looking at this cover. How did they present the words, the decline and fall of Christian America? In red letters, in the shape of a cross on a black background. Newsweek, published by the Meyer-Graham family and their associates in a bevy of international banks that are part of the Rothschild Network. The Meyer-Graham family, founder Eugene Meyer, cousin of the Grand Rabbi of France, cousin of the billionaire Jewish family Haas, descendants of the Levi Strauss fortune, Zionist Jews, devotees of the Talmud, wherein it is taught that Jesus Christ is the son of a Roman soldier and a whore named Miriam. Newsweek continues inside with a picture of Christ on the cross, except with not a picture of Christ on the cross. It's a picture of Christ with his arms raised above the cross. It's blasphemous, folks. It says beyond a quote-unquote Christian nation. Newsweek says the Christian God is not dead in American life, but he is less of a force in our politics and culture than at any other time in recent memory. Inside we find the end of Christian America. And in that same issue, get a load of this. This is Easter week, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Newsweek. This is Newsweek. Is your Belief Watch says, is your rabbi hot or not? Well, they give a list every year, quoting, and they did this before. What they say is they fondly refer to the Hot Rabbis list that's created, maintained, and revised, in their words, by three Jewish media tycoons, Sony Pictures Chairman Michael Linton, News Corp Executive Vice President Gary Ginsburg, and Jewish Television Network CEO Jay Sanderson. They list the most influential rabbis in America. This month, this year, they list the Fab Five rabbis. And, of course, Rabbi Marvin Heyer always makes the list. He's with the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles. He was number one last year. Rabbi Heyer, I call that parasite, that hookworm, I call him Rabbi Liar. Here's a funny one for you, folks. Irving Haymont died. He was a retired Army colonel who commanded one of the largest displaced persons camps for European Jews in World War II. Kind of interesting. It says that, I got to find this quote here. Anyway, the poor old man is dead. And what is interesting is that they play him up, you know, and the poor survivors of the Holocaust and the people who got out of the concentration camps. Plus, I remind you, a lot of Jewish people who were not in concentration camps in World War II. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Very important fact. A lot of Jews in Germany and elsewhere were not sent to concentration camps. Something that I had known, but I had forgotten and came across that point quite recently. But in any case, while this obituary for Mr. Heymont, H-E-Y-M-O-N-T, goes on and on and on about, oh, the Holocaust and this and that, boo-hoo-hoo, what it doesn't mention is that Israel's founding father, David Ben-Gurion, and many, many other Jewish leaders of the time said that many of those Holocaust survivors and those people in the displaced persons camps were, well, let's be honest about it, let's be subtle about it, using less harsh terms than David Ben-Gurion himself used, he said they were not nice people. Now, I don't have the direct quotes from David Ben-Gurion and some of those other Jewish leaders in which he and the other Jewish leaders defamed Jewish Holocaust survivors, but they were brought to public light in a bigger way, I suppose, by the Barnes Review in its special All-Holocaust issue, which many of you have been lucky enough to obtain free copies of. But they weren't created out of the whole cloth, those quotations by the Barnes Review. They were, rather instead, direct quotations taken out of a book by an American Jewish scholar writing in The Holocaust in American Life. So remember, folks, you know, Mark Glenn and I talked about this in a very controversial program. Many of those people from those displaced persons camps went on to Palestine, and there, they and their descendants today are the ones who are engaging in the butchering and the torture and the genocide of another group of displaced persons, Muslims and Christians alike, people who we know of as the Palestinians, whose land was taken for them for the creation of that state we know today as Israel. Reading about these strange elements that David Ben-Gurion generally referred to as being people of a lower order. And as I say, I wish I had direct quotes here myself, but I don't. Maybe they're within 5 feet of me, but I'm not going to shuffle through the paperwork to find them. It's interesting to recall the old theories about the Kallikaks and the Jukes. Have you ever looked up the word Kallikak, K-A-L-L-I-K-A-K, or the Jukes, J-U-K-E-S? These were two families that were studied by sociologists, criminal families, long lines of people who just basically were criminals. And I couldn't help but think of that in reading about the displaced persons and the Holocaust survivors who went on to Israel and today who are doing so much harm. Look them up, the Kallikaks and the Jukes. I don't think we're far off here in making reference to that. Well, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Barack Obama talked a lot about change, but you know what? You know what he's doing? Oh, my. He's repeating what has happened in so many administrations. A bunch of rich contributors are getting foreign ambassadorial posts. Louis Sussman of Chicago, Charlie Rivkin, Hollywood character. They're talking about him. Alan Solomon. Huh. Sussman, Rivkin, Solomon. Oh, God, three Irishmen. They must be devotees of the Vatican. I think they're Irish names, Solomon, Rivkin, and Sussman. They're going to be ambassadors. Damned Irish. They got too much money, the Irish. They wield their political power like it's going out of style. They're probably all Jesuit trained, too, folks. Damn those Irish. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, reminding you to check out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net and the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. Well, speaking of American Free Press, it reminds me of a recent phone call that came into American Free Press, and I need to call this gentleman when I get the chance. He had read my book on the Traficant case, and, of course, I think Jim Traficant was framed and egregiously prosecuted. And now maybe people are beginning to take that theory a little more seriously in light of the fact that the public integrity section of the Justice Department is in trouble for fixing a case, or at least appearing to attempt to fix a case against Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska. A lot of people who absolutely refuse to believe there could be anything wrong with the Bush Justice Department, even though it prosecuted that Republican senator, are now beginning to think, well, maybe there is. But this letter, or this call that came into American Free Press, was someone who read my book, Target Trafficking, and then bought another book from American Free Press, not published by American Free Press, but sold by American Free Press, in which it made reference to the corruption of Congressman Jim Trafficking. And they said, well, who am I to believe? Am I to believe the one book you sold me, the book by Mike Piper, or the book by this other author? Well, folks, I understand the frustration of people on that issue because, you know, it's like it feels as though American Free Press is putting its imprimatur behind a book. Well, you know, American Free Press sells a lot of books on a lot of topics, and some of those books contradict each other. You may even find health books contradicting each other. you know. And, I mean, I, of course, stand behind my book, and I think the author of that other book, if she had had a chance to read my book, she might have a differing opinion about Jim Traficant. And, you know, it's impossible for American Free Press to edit all of the books that go out there if they're not published by American Free Press. We can't sit down and stick a little note in and say, well, we don't agree with this, but we agree with the rest of the book. You know, I understand the frustration. And as I pointed out a lot of times, there have been things that have appeared in American Free Press that I vehemently disagree with. We had a story recently. The person who wrote the story, I love him to death. He's a great journalist, and he told the story exactly as it was told to him, but I don't buy the story. That doesn't discredit the person who wrote the story. This is a story about Barack Obama. Alan Keyes, who, of course, I always hasten to remind you, is a good friend of William Kristol, the kosher conservative kingpin, KKK there, kosher conservative kingpin. Alan Keyes has pawned us off with this lady lawyer who says that Barack Obama has 500 different identities, or 1,000 or 857 different identities. And she's written a letter to the Chief Justice of the United States demanding that he investigate Barack Obama. Well, you know, folks, I think this is just a bunch of disinformation being put out by these kosher conservatives who are just damned afraid that Barack Obama is trying to make some changes in U.S. foreign policy, particularly vis-a-vis Israel and our policy towards Iran. I said that I felt that would be the case from the very beginning. I think it's turning out to be that way. And whether you like all of Barack Obama's policies or not, whether you like the fact that we have a mulatto American as president, or if you want to think of him as a black American, or whatever you want to think of him as, the thing is, if he's doing some good, let him do some good where he can do some good. And I don't think we should allow ourselves to be tripped up by these stories. And unfortunately, so many, many people in the Patriot movement believe the stories. I just got a letter today from a guy, wonderful man out in Ohio. I had correspondence with him a few years ago. In fact, it started off on a negative basis. And it turned out he was a railroad man, and I said, hey, well, I come from a railroad family. We should be friends. And we've been friends ever since. And, you know, he wrote me and he told me he just bought a couple new copies of my book, The Golem. He wanted to pass it on to some friends. But he said he really loved that story about Barack Obama. Well, you know what, folks? I'm going to write the guy a letter and tell him, hey, you know, I appreciate your support for my books, but I just don't buy that story. Well, you know, this is what it all comes down to, you know, when you're out there. As I've said before, you know, there's a lot of people out there who want to get information out there. And in a particular case like this, there's no better place to circulate disinformation than in the Patriot movement, or whatever you want to call it, the nationalist movement, you know, because people are eager for the truth. And sometimes some of these stories are really, folks, just too good to be true. Well, as we go to the break, I want to quote somebody. He says the Israeli lobby controls the government of the United States. He said Congress is terrorized by the lobby and doesn't act for the American people that sent you to Congress, but instead acts for the money and interests that have bought your soul. He said Israelis are liars, thieves, and murderers who've taken the position of God and are out to kill everybody. According to this report, he also appeared to question the accuracy of Holocaust records. He's quoted as saying, you can't even engage in constructive argument over the veracity of the figures of the Holocaust. We know something happened, sure, but you can't talk about it. In certain cities in Europe, they arrest you and put you in prison for denying such. No, they weren't quoting Mike Piper. They weren't quoting Mark Glenn. They weren't quoting David Duke or Ernst Zundel. They were quoting Reverend Louis Farrakhan Muhammad, Chief of the Nation of Islam. I've always admired Minister Farrakhan. I had the pleasure of meeting him once, twice actually. Good man. I like Louis Farrakhan. God bless him. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm going to break a story here. Actually, I can't say I'm breaking the story, but I'm quoting something from a very interesting article in the Washington Times that I think, in my opinion, is very revealing. You will remember former Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo of Colorado. He ran for president this last time around, but didn't get much traction. He became a hero to many people for his outspoken criticisms of illegal immigration, and we cannot criticize him for that. However, at the same time, Mr. Tancredo was taking what I think is a correct position vis-a-vis illegal immigration. He was also making what can most generously be described as untoward remarks against Muslims in America and around the world, even talking about targeting, I believe, Mecca with an atomic bomb, using the kind of harsh rhetoric that comes right out of the Talmud, comes right out of the yeshivas of the West Bank, that kind of filthy hatred that our friends at the Anti-Defamation League say is so bad, except they express it so well themselves. Okay, well, I had some reservations about Mr. Tancredo when I found out that he was actually peddling the putrid propaganda of Abe Foxman and the Jewish lobby in his harangues against the Muslims and the Muslim world. Well, now it turns out that Mr. Tancredo, who was thinking for a while that he was actually going to retire, now he can't. Do you know why Mr. Tancredo can't retire? because it turns out, he says, we lost everything in the Madoff thing. He lost his entire savings, about $1 million, in a fund connected to convicted Wall Street swindler Bernard Madoff. Well, why is that interesting, folks? That is interesting. I'll tell you why that's interesting. If you don't know why it's interesting because if you read any of the standard mainstream accounts of it, particularly some very revealing overviews that appeared, for example, an overview that appeared in the New York Times, for example, it's very, very clear that the people who were in large part central to the Madoff affair, that is, many of the people who lost their money in the Madoff affair, were Jewish people, Jewish financial interests, Jewish organizations, and people that were moving in their sphere of influence. Now, had someone told me a couple years ago, before I knew about Tancredo's bashing of the Muslims, I would have been surprised to find out that Tom Tancredo, who is not Jewish, by the way, so far as I know, I would have been surprised to find out that they had let Tom Tancredo in on the deal, because we know that's what the whole Madoff thing was about. It was like there was all these people that were saying, hey, we're making a good buck here. We're in. Well, Tom Tancredo was in, ladies and gentlemen, and now perhaps we understand why he reserved such fierce words for the Muslims. He thought he was going to be making a lot of money. Turns out he lost it all. Well, I got a good laugh, and I hate to use the word laugh considering the fact that three police officers died up there in Pittsburgh. Saw the initial story that came out that this young man who is accused and apparently did kill these three officers, they said he voiced racist views online. And, of course, the Anti-Defamation League got in on the deal, and they've been harping about it because this guy did post what can correctly, I think, be described in some respects as quote-unquote racist points of view, or points of view that are, as the Anti-Defamation League said, anti-government, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just talking here loosely, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't think the fact that this young man who was apparently out drinking the night before and was in a fight with his mother, I don't think that his unfortunate killing of three police officers had anything to do with his political point of view. The Anti-Defamation League wants to make it that way. Now, if it turned out this guy had been visiting the Anti-Defamation League website, some young man had been visiting ADL websites or things like that, and he went out and killed police officers, do you think you'd hear about it? No, of course you wouldn't. And as my memory serves, I don't think any of those police officers were anything other than white. But now, I have to say this, and I know I'm going to upset a lot of people. Alex Jones is now engaged in this boxing charade with the Anti-Defamation League, implying that the Anti-Defamation League has somehow accused him of being racist and anti-Semitic. And, of course, Alex is energetically denying that he is racist or anti-Semitic and certainly rejecting the point of view of this young man who, according to the New York Times, warned of a Zionist conspiracy. Well, I don't think the Anti-Defamation League ever attacked Alex Jones in this regard. So I'm here to tell you, I know Alex's supporters out there are going to be very upset about this. I think Alex is making a little bit more out of it than it appears to be. Well, he's welcome to do it. Barack Obama, he bowed, he showed fealty to a Muslim king at the Group of 20 summit in London. Washington Times says symbolism is important in world affairs. And they complain about the fact that Barack Obama bowed to the king of Saudi Arabia. But you know, it's funny, all these people that are bitching and moaning about that never had anything to say about the various American officials such as Henry Kissinger, oh hell, maybe Ronald Reagan as well, several others who have been knighted by the Queen of England. Now, why is that? Oh, they think, you know, when those things have happened, it's always been painted as very cute, very, very cute. You know, and these people rush in and say the Constitution does not countenance Americans taking titles or paying fealty to foreign leaders. Well, why is it okay? Why is it okay for American citizens to be knighted by the Queen of England. Think about that. Oh, here's one that'll really just warm your heart. In the Bronx. That's in New York City, ladies and gentlemen. Public school in the Bronx. This school in the Bronx, most of these kids are of Dominican or Puerto Rican descent. And guess what? You know, these kids probably need to learn a little bit about U.S. culture, U.S. history. Some of them probably really need to learn to speak English if they're here legally or illegally, for that matter. And according to this story in the New York Times, some of these students didn't even have legal immigration status and couldn't get a passport. Why is a passport relevant here? Because these kids from the Bronx, fifth and sixth grade students, are being taken on a trip to Germany to study the Holocaust. And each family will pay $300 for the trip, and the school will subsidize the rest with $25,000 from its budget, which includes money raised through a book fair and a Snapple vending machine in the building. Can you believe that, folks? What in the hell, what in the name of God, do these Puerto Rican kids and these Dominican kids, why should they be shipped off to Germany to visit the Dachau concentration camp, where nobody was gassed, by the way? Check the American Jewish Committee as a source on that. Check Simon Wiesenthal on that. Why are these kids being shipped off to Germany to study the Holocaust? God almighty. Well, I'm sure there are people out there who think that's a good thing. Because, as you know, if you listen to some of our patriot broadcasters, Adolf Hitler is the worst thing since rotten eggs, and the Germans are the worst thing in the world, and what else? I lose track of all the bad things that we hear in patriot radio about Nazi Germany. Oh, yes, that's right. The Nazis have taken over America with their Teutonic Zionism and their German death cult, and they're really secretly running things behind the scenes, and I forget. I lose track. What can I tell you? Oh, well. I've ranted and raved. One more point. You know, my favorite author, H.L. Mencken, comes up today again in the news, and guess why Emmett Terrell, kosher conservative writer, founder and editor-in-chief of the American Spectator, who used to cast himself as kind of a modern-day H.L. Mencken, reveled in that distinction. At least he did revel in it until people started saying Mencken was an anti-Semite. Well, now Emmett Terrell says, oh, my God, I don't want to be compared to H.L. Mencken. I am no H.L. Mencken. What's so bad about Mencken? Oh, my God. Mencken was an anti-Semite, and he didn't say enough bad things about Hitler. And as he favorably quotes one treacherous writer, Terry Teachout, who often writes for Commentary, the publication of the American Jewish Committee, he quotes Terry Teachout as saying that Mencken had no feeling for the darkness in the heart of man. He looked at evil and saw ignorance. To him, Hitler was Babbitt run amok. This Emmett Terrell, what a simpleton. What a bigot and a simpleton. Reason why I say he's a bigot and a simpleton, Emmett Terrell, I thought, wrote one of the funniest things I ever heard about my old publisher, Liberty Lobby, which published The Spotlight. He said that Liberty Lobby was populated with a colorful collection of bigots and simpletons. And after he wrote that, I rushed around the office at Liberty Lobby with his column, demanding to know of the various employees, are you a bigot, or are you a simpleton, or are you both? And as one of my colleagues, Julia Foster, said, well, you're both. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have quite a few callers lined up here. And our first, and perhaps most notorious, is Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, how are you?
Yeah, hey, Michael.
Dave, are you a bigot or a simpleton?
Am I a what?
Are you a bigot or a simpleton?
Oh, bigot of a simpleton. Hey, hey, did you? I don't think you ever read my I don't think you ever read Christianity or Jew Insanity yet, have you, Michael?
I just read one of your pieces, Dave, but I don't remember if that's the one. I don't remember if that's. No, I didn't, Dave. I read your letter to the Pope, which is damn good. But I have not read your other one. I'm a little bit behind in my email and a little bit behind in my reading.
About tearing down the whining wall? Did you read that one about tearing down the whining wall?
Now, is that the one? Is this a new one, Dave? You're going to have to catch me up here. I've been behind in my email here. But anyway, tell me about it.
Well, it's addressed to Pope Benedict, but it's
entitled. That's the one. Okay, well, yes, that's the one I read, yes.
That's my computer's down. I'm going to get it up and running next week. So I haven't been able to post the comments and stuff, but I think it's pretty good. I'm surprised more people aren't. I have to learn how to send out the notify my contacts, Michael, and put it in a link. And I know that's very simple. It's just I'm new at this, and I just have to learn how to post links and.
Dave,
and,
give your blogspot. It's Dave from Massachusetts .blogspot.
No, it's Dave from Massachusetts .wordpress.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dave from Massachusetts .wordpress.com.
Yeah, it's worthwhile. Reading Christianity or Jew Insanity. But listen, on that theme, Michael, I'll tell you what's been bothering me, and I'm very upset. I'm absolutely convinced, Michael, that Rome, the Roman Catholic Church, is in collusion with the Jews. And I'll tell you now, I've been going to all these religious services, these Catholic religious services and so on, and listening to what the priests are saying and so on, but I'll tell you what they're doing. Last night, Holy Thursday, the priest he starts out by talking about how our wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters are celebrating the Passover, while us Christians are Catholic.
Somebody should spray holy water on him.
So anyways, the Catholic Church is teaching now that the Jews have Passover, that they celebrate Passover, and we celebrate Easter. Now, it's complete baloney, Michael, and let me explain why. These Jews in the Catholic hierarchy, as I say, are just in collusion with each other. Now, you know, as shocking as it may seem, the Jews don't have a Passover, Michael. Only people who believe in a bloody crucified Christ, only people who believe in a bloody crucified Lamb of God, crucified to that cross, they're the only people that have a Passover. Now, so get it straight, the Jews, the unbelieving Jews, do not have a Passover. Now, this nonsense about Easter with these Catholics and Christians in general, they're mindlessly mouthing, Happy Easter, Happy Easter. Well, Jesus doesn't accept that kind of worship. He doesn't want this Easter invoked in the celebration of his resurrection. Let me tell you who Easter is. Easter is the goddess of the East. More specifically, Easter is the goddess of the Eastern religions. Now, these Eastern religions, they all take the place of Christianity. All these Eastern religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, Islam even for that matter, but all those Eastern religions. And she's the goddess of the Eastern religions. In fact, one of your favorite characters in the Bible and one of your favorite books is actually named after Easter, and that's Esther. Esther comes right out of the word Easter, the goddess of the East. But this is below. I don't want anybody wishing me a happy Easter. I don't acknowledge her. She's not a part of my life. I disavow her. I reject her. I don't want her name invoked. If people can't wish me a happy resurrection day, if they can't talk about the glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if they're going to mindlessly mouth platitudes about this ancient goddess Easter, the goddess of the East. She's also been known in the different civilizations, Michael, as Astarte, and in Egypt she was Isis. And what's the other one? in Israel. Just off the top of my head here, Astarte, ISIS, Ishtar. You know, Ishtar is another one that she's known as. But this is a bunch of baloney that this Roman Catholic hierarchy and these Jews have the...
Well, in all fairness, the Roman Catholic hierarchy, who I have, of course, been corrupted in many respects by the Jewish power interests, they're not the only ones who celebrate Easter. Easter's a pretty generally celebrated, quote-unquote, Christian religion or Christian holiday. But I think your point, Dave, is well taken, that a lot of this stuff that we are told is Christianity ain't. All right, Dave, thanks for your call. I'm going to try to squeeze one more caller in here before we close it up. We're going to go to Andrew in Ohio.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the hour has gone by real fast. You've had to listen to me rattle on here. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up tonight, but we're going to squeeze one in here in our last couple minutes. Andrew in Ohio. Andrew, welcome aboard.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
Good. I met some of our good friends last weekend at the Knob Creek Machine Gun Shoot down in Kentucky.
I met
Paul and all the guys in the band Poker Face.
Yeah, Paul usually plays at that. I didn't know that was going on, but I know Paul's a regular there.
Yeah,
check out that website, folks, pokerface.com.
I asked him to invite you down for the October machine gun shoot. That's October 9th, 10th, and 11th. They should be playing down there. There's a lot of people would really like to meet you down there.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, where that's in Kentucky, right? Or yeah, Tennessee?
Kentucky. It's in the Louisville area. It's about 30 minutes south of downtown Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, well, I think I'd have a lot of bodyguards there anyway.
Yeah. Oh, there'd be nobody there messing with you.
Yeah, that's right.
It'd be a very friendly crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's all I had.
Oh, okay, Andrew. Well, good enough then. Maybe we'll see you down there. But if not, we'll see you when we see you. Appreciate that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, yeah, folks, check that out, pokerface.com. That's the website of Paul Tepeti and his band Poker Face. Paul has been a guest on this show. Great guy. I've known him for years. So. Good, some good music, too. And there's a lot of people out there who don't like rock and roll. Well, I like all kinds of music, most of it. But not only is Paul's rock and roll music good music, number one, but he's got a lot of good messages in that music. So I do urge you to check it out. Have to get him on this show again sometime soon. All right, we only do have a couple minutes left, so we really won't be able to bring up anybody else. But I appreciate your patience during my most unfortunate absence, and I am glad to be back here at RBN. Thanks, as always, to John and Sandra and all the folks at RBN who make this broadcast possible. And I do urge you folks, do whatever you can to help support RBN, whether you get the business cards and pass them out, or whether you just open up an envelope and stick in a $10 bill or a $20 bill or a $100 bill or write a check or send a money order. Do whatever you can to support RBN. The archives are only $1.33 a month, folks. That's not too much to pay to have access to literally, I guess, probably thousands of hours of great broadcasts from a variety of people from all walks of life, all races, creeds, and colors. You know, Jesus loves the little children, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, you can get it all here on RBN. You might not agree with everything. You might only agree with a little bit of it, but you're not going to get anywhere else on any alternative network on the internet or on satellite or anywhere on radio what you get here at RBN. So please do support RBN. It's very much appreciated. I appreciate all your emails. Can't respond to all of them immediately. Try to respond to as many of them as possible. And as I say, whether you agree or disagree, I like to hear from you about what I have said. I might write you something back nasty, particularly if you write me something nasty. But let's try to keep it clean and friendly. All right, folks, again, thanks for listening in. This is Michael Collins Piper. Glad to be here, very much so. Looking forward to seeing you all next week. And we will try to get Carolyn Yeager up here next week and talk about British intelligence operations in the United States. Very, very revealing. All right, have a good evening, folks, and have a good weekend. With